Welcome to Talking Care, a caregiving journey, brought to you by St. Elizabeth and Hospice Toronto, discussing how best to care for a loved one or a friend while enriching their life and yours.
The idea of being a family caregiver was one that I was used to. I had been caring for my mother, who has dementia, for 16 years, but nothing really prepared me for the shock of becoming a sudden caregiver. My husband and I had just celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary when my husband sustained a catastrophic head injury in a car accident. Our lives changed forever in a matter of minutes. Becoming a sudden caregiver was hard. I was thrust into the situation and everything was chaotic. Before the accident 3 years ago, my husband was an independent man. Now he requires 24-hour supervision because of cognitive problems. He needs help with all activities of daily living, toileting, shaving, bathing, and finding his way around the house. I found myself burning out. My daughter quit her job to come and live with her father and I to help care for him. My son-in-law and grandsons have been generous in letting me have her on loan. There is no doubt that caregiving is a family affair and everyone is impacted. My advice is to be a prepared caregiver. Know where to get support and have power of attorney and wills in place.
Well, that's quite a story, and I'd like to welcome to the program Dina Mall, Executive Director of Hospice Toronto. And Dina, you've brought a very special guest with you this morning.
I did, Marie. As you know, each week we're going to have a guest join us and chat about some of the issues that can arise for family caregivers. And today it's a pleasure to welcome Don Fenn. Don is a colleague, and he's also president of Caregiver Omnimedia and publisher of the Family Caregiver magazine. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Don,
good
to welcome, be here. Welcome to the program. Sylvia tells a story there that I suppose many people are faced with, and you know what they say to themselves, what should I do when I get the call? And it hits me, now I have to provide care for a loved one, and this is something I just wasn't ready for.
Well, we hear it so often, and we're going to be hearing it even more. Statistically, there are 8 million Canadians now caring for either a chronic or a loved one at home with a chronic disease or a physical disability. So the first thing is to recognize that you're not alone. The other thing that's very important is that this is a normal event in the cycle of life. Mm-hmm. We have been caring for people for centuries. It's just with living longer now, we are seeing the incidences of much, much more caregiving. But being prepared is difficult.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's the kind of thing you mentioned. This is part of life. Of course, it's part of life. And there's certain events that happen. Listen, we don't always plan a pregnancy, such and such. But then somehow we find a way to start the family. Now we're dealing with a family issue here, and you know, for those who do feel totally unprepared before it happens, what do they do?
Well, I think first of all, try not to be to panic or to feel overwhelmed. Realize that this is a new stage of your life, that it will be going on forever. It's going to be your journey and yours alone. Only you have the special skills and the family history. And your fears and dreams are there, and you're going to have to face them. But remember that you're never alone. There are many professionals that can help in healthcare, and more coming online every day. There's friends and relatives that really will step up when asked. Sometimes you feel that you don't want to ask a friend or relative for help. But when you do, you will be very, very happy and surprised at the number of people that will fess up and help you out in your situation.
Don, you touch on a very important point. There are people there to help. Sometimes we don't know where to look. What are some of these resources that you would need?
Well, again, it depends. In Sylvia's case, where it would be a probably a chronic problem for the rest of her husband's life, or a physical disability. And again, there are many resources in the community, big or small communities, that that can help out. In her case, I think she should be talking to the March of Dimes on the physical disability side of things, but also with the Stroke Recovery Network, which is a relatively new group, but dealing with stroke recovery and cognitive problems, have put together a lot of their own resources and their own personal support groups that will help you through this time.
I suppose some of the issues that one would deal with being a caregiver, you know, they can handle just from instinct, but other things, you know, though they may sound simple, aren't maybe as simple as you might think, such as giving a bath. You know, how about issues like that, dealing with issues like that?
Well, I look backward to my own caregiving situation with my mother with Alzheimer's and my dad with cancer, and having gone through this, mm-hmm. I was able to sort of have a conversation with them. Again, going into the preparedness of what'll ever happen if I have to take care of you guys. And I remember my father jokingly telling me, he said, "I'm 84 years old now and having trouble trying to cut my own toenails. Would you do them for me tonight?" And I said, "Yeah." So these, but there are organizations that will help you. And CCAC, the Community Care Access Centers in Ontario, are a group that sometimes are not known until this devastation hits or the chronic disease continues, and they are available by telephone in the phone book.
Giving a break, that can be very important. And you mentioned all these sources. Are there other places one could go as well?
There are many, and newer programs are cropping up all the time right across the country and across the province. If the loved one is a veteran, Veteran Affairs has a number of major programs which have been initiated for since the war, but have escalated with the number of our veterans coming home from Afghanistan who are in need of loving care in all kinds of different ways, particularly with several disorders that they face. So Veterans Affairs, there's many national care programs, again, that are initiated by the hospice industry, by the home health care industry, and by the palliative care industries.
I suppose chatting with others who have experienced the same situation, sometimes a kindred spirit, someone who's gone through it, that can be also very beneficial to dealing through the situation, knowing what to expect, how to get those breaks for yourself when you need them, so you can really be the best caregiver you can be as well for the loved one.
Absolutely, Murray. You'll hear a lot about talking to family caregivers who have been through it. The first thing they usually say is, "If I only knew then what I know now,"
mm-hmm.
and that will they have learned a lot. And most caregiving lasts for 4 years, but some have been doing it for 25 and 30 years. So there's many experienced people. And I go back to that figure of 8 million. If you look at that, that's probably 3 in 10. On your street have been through this situation and can stand to help you at any given time.
And they can be right next door and you don't even know it.
They can be right next door and they don't even know it, Murray.
You know, Don, what are some of the things one needs to know? And it's probably a good idea to at some point gather these resources before that moment occurs that you're faced with dealing a situation as well.
Well, we have at the office. We're completely always undergoing the question. The caregiver doesn't even know the answer. They don't even know the questions.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, several of our issues of our news magazine focus on so many of the different segments of the market that it has. Sylvia will have to look at perhaps modifying her home to keep her husband there and away and out of long-term care. She'll have to do the shopping. She'll have to do the transporting of him to doctor's appointments and hospital appointments. The impact of what she has is just across a spectrum of not only health care, but all the financial and social obligations that she will face. Faith communities play a major role and have played a major role for centuries in the caring for loved ones. So contact a faith community through the church or synagogue. Wonderful opportunities there and wonderful programs that can help her.
You know, there's so much, there's the aspects of knowing what to do as far as the caregiver, the physical aspect. There's also the psychological aspect that the caregiver has to deal with, and the caree as well. They're dealing sometimes in a situation where roles are reversed. Here's a person who is maybe the dominant, the person, the rock in the situation, and they're all of a sudden vulnerable. There's, you've got the physical and the psychological aspect, which are really, at various times, it could be a 50-50 split as far as dealing with those issues, I suppose.
Very much so. The emotional side of caregiving is a big issue, and it is, it can be hurtful, it can be passionate, it can be very all those different areas that you go through. But this is your life now, and I think that you have to live it fully in the present and stay connected to love, which is the heart of the family caregiving and your journey, and will be rewarded many times over when you do that.
I think that's one point I should have made, is it can also be very satisfying, can't it, Don?
It can. Usually we find caregivers that have, one caregiver recently, Marie, just told me, he said, I came to you guys with my head full of something like paper in a lottery barrel being turned over with one to be picked up, and I just don't know what to do. And at the end of it, 6 years later, we still correspond, and he's felt so much rewarded in his own personal life, and has really changed the direction of his life prior to his family caregiving.
Don, pardon me, frog in my throat. Don, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Dina as well. We've been joined by Don Fenn, chairman of the Fenn Group of Companies, president of Caregiver Omni Media, and publisher of the Family Caregiver News Magazine. And Dina Mall, who is Executive Director of Hospice Toronto. Talking Care, a caregiving journey, brought to you by Hospice Toronto and St. Elizabeth. For more information on today's discussion, call 1-877-787-7342. That's 1-877-787-7342. To listen to this episode again, suggest topics for future episodes, or browse helpful resources, visit www.stelizabeth.com/talkingcare. That web address again, www.stelizabeth.com/talkingcare.
Home is comfort and warmth. Home is family and memories. Home is where you want to be. We're St. Elizabeth, pioneers in home and community care. For over 100 years, we've helped people stay in their homes. We can help you or someone you care about. St. Elizabeth, nursing, therapies, and personal support provided in your home. Visit stelizabeth.com to order your copy of our Caregiver Compass, a valuable resource on caring for those you love.